Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of 10 Minutes for the Planet. Yesterday, I attended an information meeting about joining the recent cooperative supermarket in Paris, La Louve. The idea behind food co-ops is to reverse current supermarket trends, and here, the food co-op buys food for its members instead of selling it to them. In this case, the supermarket is managed by co-op members. A handful of them is full-time employees, and the vast majority is volunteers who work a few hours a month. This allows the co-op to sell high-quality products at a much lower price. In regular supermarkets, products are sold with varying rates of margins depending on the market and strategy. In food co-ops, margin rates are usually fixed to around 20%, meaning that some products are about the same price as in regular supermarkets, but others can be up to 80% cheaper. The most famous cooperative supermarket today is the Park Slope Food Co-op in Brooklyn, New York. The project was initiated in 1973 and is one of the oldest and largest active food co-ops in the world. Today, it has 17,000 members for the over 1,000 square meter store. At the Park Slope Food Co-op, there are so many members to run the co-op that the extra manpower has allowed for extra services around the store. For example, there are on-site childcare services for workers and shoppers. There's also a regular newspaper, a recycling initiative, an environmental committee, and so on. Today, in Paris, La Louve Food Co-op has over 4,500 members and expects to reach a saturation point at 10,000 to 12,000. In order to join the co-op, you must attend an obligatory information meeting, buy 1 or 10 shares, which cost 10 or 100 euros, and subscribe to a 3-hour work shift that will take place every 4 weeks. Beyond the fact that the food co-op allows access to quality food at lower prices, the monthly work shifts, decision-making during the general assemblies, and extra services are strong social bond initiators. Watching interviews during a documentary about the Park Slope Food Co-op, those short and long-term social bonds seem to be an important part of the co-op experience for members. There are about 20 similar projects in France and neighboring countries. Most of them are still in the preparation phase and haven't yet launched. Investors are closely following La Louve's opening in order to release funds for future projects. There is still a lot of room for new members at La Louve, so go check out their website and subscribe for an information session. And if you're not a Parisian, look for Super Co-op in Bordeaux, Super Quinquin in Lille, Scopelli in Nantes, B-Scoop in Brussels, and many other great projects. Bye, everyone. I'm off for my first cooperative shopping experience. See you next week for a new episode of 10 Minutes for the Planet.